Listening 2. The Benefits of Failure.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Simmons, and I would like to talk to you about the other side of success, failure. Just as success is something we all want, failure is something that we all fear. Yet, failure is an important stage on the road to success, and I'd like to illustrate this with some examples. You've all heard of the Beatles. Well, perhaps you also know that Decca Records turned down the Beatles, saying that their kind of music would never be popular. Michael Jordan, the basketball superstar, was cut from his high school basketball team because he lacked skill. Walt Disney was told he had no creativity or original ideas. John Grisham, the top novelist, who's now a multimillionaire, was turned down by 16 agents and publishers before he had his first book published. All these are examples of people who experienced failure, but then went on to succeed. I think there are two points I'd like to emphasize here. The first is that we shouldn't be afraid of failure, because we can learn from it. Being successful is great, but it doesn't always teach you a lot. You can learn a lot more from your failures than you can from your successes. Take Michael Jordan, for example. He learned from his mistakes. He worked out what he was doing wrong, changed his game, and improved to become the best basketball player in the world. The same goes for Akiya Morita, the founder of Sony Corporation. The first product he made was a rice cooker that didn't work. It burned the rice rather than cooking it. He sold fewer than 100 of them and lost a lot of money. But he learned from the experience. And of course, today, everyone knows the name Sony. The second point I want to make about failure is that you must not permit failure to defeat you. Failure is something to be encouraged by. Don't give up too easily. Remember John Grisham. His first book, A Time to Kill, wasn't a success when it was published. Only 5,000 copies were printed, and he ended up buying a lot of them and selling them himself. But he didn't give up. He continued to develop his writing, and his next novel, The Firm, was a great success and became a Hollywood movie starring Tom Cruise. So, what I'm saying is believe in yourself and never give up. Did you know that Thomas Edison tried more than 9,000 times before he managed to make the first light bulb work? He learned from his mistakes, and so must we all. I'd like to suggest that it is because of their failures that these people became such great successes. You need to experience failure and learn from it in order to really succeed. Failing is a good preparation for life. It makes you stronger and more able to overcome life's problems. Don't be scared of failure. It might sound strange, but letting go of your fear of failure may help you to succeed.